Thank you.
Good?
Good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, Jadarian Price Day. This is awesome. Yeah, so on behalf of Jody Allen and Chuck, everybody in the building, we just want to welcome Jadarian and let him know how excited everybody is to have him here and welcome him to our family and this great organization. And yeah, just really excited for you, brother, and excited for, like I said, everybody in the building and everybody that's going to help you out throughout your career here.
Jadarian, got to start off with the most important question. Did you just pick number 8 because that was one of the numbers available, or is there some significance to that number for you?
It was multiple factors. One of the numbers available, but also I wanted a little change, you know, a new chapter in my life. Haven't done single digits since I was like a little league, so a new change. I thought it would be nice.
At what point did everything start sinking in for you after last week?
The person I am, like, as soon as I, you know, something good happens, I'm like, okay, on to the next. Like, how can I get better from this point on? So it didn't sink in until, like, a couple days after I had the draft parties and all that stuff. And when I'm really sitting down meeting with Coach Hammett and going over the playbook and stuff, and I'm like, okay, it's a real deal now.
Mike, why did you smile when you heard him say that? I mean, that sounds kind of like your philosophy. Like,
yeah,
why did
no,
you
it's
smile?
Just, I just... This is such a great time of year with you know, new faces, draft picks, rookie camp this week. It's just a lot of excitement with the new team, and this is really what kicks it all off.
Regarding the opportunity here, obviously just being in the NFL, right, but to join the Super Bowl champs, a team that loves to run the football, how special is this specific opportunity here in Seattle?
Yeah, I'm just blessed to be here in Seattle and part of a winning program, winning culture, and, just coming into a locker room and being able to compete and, coming from a culture like Notre Dame and you being taught so many things and the habits I created, they'll translate to this NFL level, so that'll help. But, you know, I'm just blessed to be in this position that I am.
John joked about Jadarian Price Day, but there actually is a Jadarian Price Day in Denison, is that right?
That's true. Yeah.
January 20th, how did that come about? Did you ever expect to have a day named after yourself?
Yes, yeah, so the mayor of my town, he called me like a week before and he was like, hey, we're trying to figure out when we're going to get you a day for you. And I'm like, I don't think I need a day. Like, it's not that serious. But everyone was all like, nah, you need a day. So it was a random Tuesday during combine prep. I drove down from Dallas down to my hometown and they did the little ceremony and it was cool. Took some pictures and I got a little plaque. So that's nice.
Seeing rookie classes kind of these early days kind of form whatever bond they're going to form and come together as a group.
Yeah, that's a great point. We had such a great rookie class last year. You know, that's on record for really how one of the catalysts for the team coming together. So to start that process over again and I'm fired up to meet the guys, you know, see how they get along. But it's going to take on like a new life form of itself. And so I think one of the things that we do here that's kind of cool is we don't force it. You know, we let them, you know, give them some air to breathe to figure out their own journey and how that meshes with the vets. And that's why we go through the whole process, you know. So, but that's what makes this so exciting because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to come together, but somehow it'll come together one way or another.
Jadarian, what is Denison, Texas like? What was it like growing up there and how do you feel like it shaped you?
Yeah, Denison is very... You know, it's a big football town. Not many people know this, but it's the longest running rivalry between our rivals, Sherman, Texas, and all of the state of Texas. So, just being a part of that program and I don't know how much you know about Texas high school football, but they put a lot of money and effort into, you know, getting guys to the next level. So I had a great support system. I have a huge family, extended family and friends and coaches who, you know, supported me and got me to where I am today.
What was the year like when you had the Achilles injury and kind of had to miss a lot of that? And I guess how did you kind of go from that?
Yeah, I early enrolled to Notre Dame in that spring. Had a great spring ball, was battling for the starting job, actually. And then, unfortunately, I tore my Achilles that summer in OTAs and just had to figure out to find a new passion outside of football, you know, even though I wasn't on the field as much. And I just started lifting weights more. I got bigger, toned up my frame, and then once I got on the field and got healthy, you know, I haven't come back since. Been good.
You mentioned the Zoom call that you had with Thomas Hammack, and what specifically stood out from that interview, how you guys were able to connect, how you had to hit off, and how much of the fact that he coached against you, how much did that help in that standpoint? Because he had an extra special viewpoint on you.
He didn't stop letting them know. I mean, we're like, all right, we get it. You guys beat Notre Dame, right? We get it.
Yeah, yeah. On that point, all three times that I've met with Coach, he has mentioned that game, and he hits me with the, hey, if I was coaching you, I would, and you ran the ball a little bit more, maybe I would have beat us. So, but that's in the past. You live and you learn, you know. But he's a great coach, and I'm excited to play for him.
Inspiration do you get from your mom and then your two sisters?
Yeah, I get a lot of support from my mom. You know, single mother most of her life, and raised three kids at a young age. Obviously, she overcame breast cancer when I was pretty young, so I had to mature and take care of my younger sisters. But watching her go through that, the chemotherapy, the all that, and still overcoming that, I feel like I can overcome anything. Like you mentioned earlier, the Achilles injury, like there's nothing that can set me back that I can't overcome.
What's the last week been like for you? Just kind of settling into what's next for you, kind of having people reach out to you, anyone in particular reach out of note that you kind of got taken back by, any teammates or anything like that?
Yeah, it was really nice hearing from some of the teammates. You know, I know some of these guys got so much going on and they got their own off-season program to worry about, but to reach out to me and you know, with open arms, like got any questions, things like that. Guys like Cooper Kupp, I think of off the bat, like, you know, I really appreciate that. And that just goes to show, you know, I'm coming into a, you know, a winning culture. So I'm excited.
I've got guys that want to prove themselves and they want to make an impression, but what do you want them to take out of rookie minicamp? What's reasonable?
Well, it's multifaceted. I mean, with the guys that we know are going to be here, we definitely want them to – it's an introduction to how we do things here in Seattle, and it's such a great opportunity to see some of the tryout guys as well. And we have a pretty good history of, you know, to find some of these players. And when you talk about being, you know, 70, you know, 90, 105 people deep, like it's going to be needed, you know, whether we want them to stick with us right now or – you know, be in the bullpen, so to speak, where they're one of the first guys we call. So I think of guys like Jamie Sheriff and, you know, that are still with us now. So, this is a great weekend. You know, you're finally back on the grass. So a lot of things to be fired up for.
You know, and your running backs coach told me outside zone is your love language. maybe wishes for you they would have run more in Notre Dame. What about outside zone do you like? What fits you most?
Yeah, I like the options it gives me as a runner. You know, just being able to stretch defense and puncture, as they say, and just allow the linemen to do what they do and get up to the second level on the double teams. I really like to see it develop, and I'm pretty good at keeping my shoulders square once I get to the line of scrimmage. So I love all the run plays, but it just happens to be, you know, at Notre Dame we did a little mixture of mid zone and outside zone, and that just was what I was pretty good at. So,
Mike, John, did you have to project him into your outside zone system, or did you see enough at Notre Dame to see that fit?
I don't know. You've seen him run a lot of different runs, but you're not really. I'm not looking at it through the lens of like he's run this scheme X amount of times or anything like that. You see the movement. You know the person, the competitor. You know that's what our coaches talked about. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he talks about puncturing it, I mean, you could tell, you know, the patience. You could tell him, like, you know, staying on track, and then his cutback abilities. You know, my opinion, it was like clearly the best in the draft.
How do you your whole running back core? It seems like you got some different styles there within and mm-hmm. with Darian and Emmanuel, maybe being a bigger guy and stuff like that. How do you just kind of assess that whole group right now?
Yeah, we're excited about it. It's a cool group to work with, and Thomas is, you know, excited to be working with these guys, and we're glad that Thomas is with us as well.
You've got some time to decide, but rookie talent show. Any talents you want to let us know might be coming down the pike?
In my free time, I'll be thinking about things and practicing.
I liked how you said, like, you're in one of your Zooms, you're like, I mean, I like music. I just can't play music.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. I wish I could. Yeah. But I actually took a couple music classes at Notre Dame. But.
Jadarian, what are some of the habits you alluded to earlier that you said you built up at Notre Dame that you think will help you have success in the NFL?
Just carrying yourself as a professional. You know, I'm not in college anymore, but at Notre Dame, you had a rigorous athletic schedule, but also academic schedule. So you always had to be on time, take care of your stuff, but also taking care of your body. I really learned my body and how to take care of my body outside of facility as well. So, yeah, just carrying those habits over.
At what point did you develop a routine that you feel comfortable with in terms of the taking care of your body stuff?
I really feel like after the national championship run, long season, so you really had to get back in the weight room and train room and fine-tune different parts of your body. And it really, I made a big jump this past season, as you can tell on my game tape. So I really feel like my habits showed up this past season.
John told us about a conversation that your agent had with you maybe a couple years ago about improving as a pass catcher. Can you talk about the growth in that part of your game and what all went into that?
Yes, it really started off in the spring, just jumping in line with the receivers and seeing how they really break down, how they keep their arms pumping, things like the little things that I didn't really notice. And I didn't have as many reps in game this past season, but just doing a lot of that in practice and watching so many films of receivers and stuff and continue to learn this past offseason, because it's been a while since I played a football game. So just having that so much time to just watch film and learn has been good.
You talked about how your decision-making, your vision, is one of the things that stands out, like, about your abilities. Sean Alexander was a MVP running back here and actually had his vision tested laterally, could see things outside the view. I'm curious, with all the testing you've done, have you ever had any vision testing to see if you've got anything going on there?
I don't know if I've had any testing, but I'm interested to see if I have some type of something. I don't know.
When did you realize that was something you had, that you're just special in terms of being able to see what was coming in the hole?
It's not something I realized. It's something that, coaches I've really trusted told me, hey, you're different in this aspect, and as long as you keep understanding and getting smarter in the game of football, you're going to separate yourself from others. So I took that and ran with it.
When it comes to evaluating players, you guys talk a lot about getting to know the person, the competitor. In the evaluation of Jadarian, what stood out to you in that aspect?
Yeah, just like class. He talks about being a pro. Just a classy person, obviously was raised well. I felt bad for him during the process, kind of in the background watching all these Zoom calls and everything, like how many times he had to answer the question about why he stayed at Notre Dame. And, the guy's like, I mean, there's 32 teams in the National Football League, and we asked him several times. I'm sure he had to answer it, with all the other clubs as well, and he just handled it, just with ease God rest his soul, Ted Thompson would say this is a class act. Like, this is a classy pro right here. And that just really stood out throughout the spring.
Jadarian, you mentioned kind of the football culture in Denison. Do you remember when you first started playing? Did you just kind of grow up playing football for the minute you can remember? Or?
Yeah, probably from the age of, six. Tackle football. My cousins put a football in my hands, before I could talk, so.
Who hadn't seen you wanted to know what your game is like. What games would you tell them to go watch from the 2025 season or 2024?
USC for both seasons, 2025 and 2024.
Why those games?
Because I showed my versatility, what I can do in the run game, pass game, and returning ability.
During the way to the end zone, would you rather run through a defender or around a defender wide?
Through a defender. Going into the end zone? It's just something about it. As a running back, it's, you train all season putting all the heavy squats and power cleaning and stuff. Why not use that?
Jadarian, when it comes to pass protection for a running back spot, what's important to be good at it, and where do you think you need to improve at it to be successful at this level?
It's all about mentality and will. Can you show up to the line, meet them at the line of scrimmage? Don't fold back or catch. That's the big thing. Use your hands, striking them at the line of scrimmage. But that comes with preparation. You know, that's how you get more confident, knowing where guys are going to be at, studying the defense, knowing what the O-line is doing. So it really comes with preparation.
How important is that communication with the offensive line, particularly when you're, you know, going against NFL defenses and the complex blitzes you're going to be facing? How important is that aspect for you?
Yeah, it's really important. You know, football takes all 11 guys on the field, so even the receivers got to let you know if something sums up, you know, corner cut or something like that. So as long as everyone's clicking on the same page, we'll be good as offense.
Was there a part of your game in college that you feel like you didn't get to show enough of that you do want to show at this next level?
I'd probably say catching the ball out of the backfield.
Anything else?
A special, real quick, Dave, special shout out to all the coaches this weekend, EK and his staff. And we have 68 players here this weekend. And they're planning these practices and bringing everybody through. EK's bringing everybody through, getting them all, his staff, getting all the equipment, everything on the field ready. And these guys are working their tails off. So it's a... As the cool kids say, like, give him some flowers, right? Like, yeah, give Eric his flowers.
All right, thank you.
All right. Thanks.